Sunday night or the Chafal of Cheshvan. I think it's the Chafal of Cheshvan.
Okay, if you have a bracha me'en shalosh to make, whether it's al ha'michil or al ha'etz or al ha'gefen, and a burin of fashos, so there's a din kadim and bracha achrona also, and the me'en gimel comes before burin of fashos. Even though, okay, comes before burin of fashos, it's a more chashuv a bracha. Me'en gimel comes before burin of fashos. But if you make burin of fashos first, it does not pater the me'en gimel. It's not like shahakol. Burin of fashos doesn't pater me'en gimel. So if you make the burin of fashos first, you have to make the me'en gimel anyway. In halamichya gufa, well, in me'en gimel gufa, there's also a pecking order, which is al hamichya and al hagefen, and then free haaretz. That's the order, just like in bracha rishona, really. In bracha achrona, it's the same order. If you have to make asher yotzar, which sometimes happens also, so that comes first, because of toder v'sheino toder, toder kodem. I saw a kasha in a sefer that, why don't you say burin afashos is more toder than al hamichya, and that should come first because of toder. Well, I don't know if it's such a kasha. The more chashuv bracha comes first. That's probably a bigger adifus than toder. Okay, but it's a good question. Think about it. Okay, we're learning Chavis Halvavis now. Shara Precious Perek Hamishi. We're at the end, actually, of Perek Hamishi. And the Chavis Halvavis is up to really Precious of the mind, which is really, you would expect, in the Chavis Halvavis, that's the Ikar Precious. Because everything will flow from your attitude and from your thoughts and from where you're holding and from your set of values and what's important and what's not important. If you practice precious in the mind, as he'll now explain, so then everything then flows. Avla precious hamishumeshes pasuk hashlishi v'hu hamiyuchedus lanu b'matzpunenu, in your insides, in your kishkes, in your conscious, in your mind, in your subconscious mind, v'deyoseinu v'chol hakomus b'libeinu. The first area of precious is what's Olam Hazeh all about. It's not about amassing possessions, but rather to have what you need. Not for the purpose of physical pleasure, or for kavod, which many people, that's what they're after. That's what does it for them. Redifus hakavod, kina taiva kavod, right? Kavod is up there with kina and taiva. B'kinyani olam hakavod v'mehera. B'tia precioscha b'kach l'shem yisala. Now he says a very interesting thing. So your precious should be l'shem Hashem. Lo kadeshi halalucha. If you're looking around with one eye, making sure everybody sees what a porish you are, that's not so good. That also people will hold of you and people will say, wow, unbelievable. Maybe some people, it's a good way of saving money. Be a porush today and you have a retirement fund. Okay, that's one thing. And of course, don't be frumer than the Torah. Which it's also right that don't be a porush, don't fast on the days you're not allowed to fast, and the timna atzmacha, or don't be monea yourself b'prishuscha b'meshechi avoscha Hashem g'may mitzvah piri v'rivya el atzorah shatei prishuscha al das haTorah v'hadas betochach uvorach, inside outside you're doing the ratzon Hashem. It's not an ideology b'fnei atzmo, precious. It's precious al pitorah, precious to mimekayim ratzon Hashem. Then he says, we'll finish the perek. V'chein tzamtzem shifosecha ba'olam, your game plan for the whole, your life, is kilo atonoseh mimeno ba'aro v'erav yomecha. You make believe it's ending tonight. We once talked about it once on Shabbat Shuvah, a couple of years ago, 3, 4, 5 years ago. If you just imagine that today's the last day of your life, all of a sudden all your priorities are going to shift, and all of a sudden all your hanhogos are going to change, and all of a sudden you're going to start thinking about what the words mean by davening, and all of a sudden someone's going to ask how you are, and you're going to answer him, and you're not going to stop and schmooze for 60 seconds, because now you'll do it, and you'll say, well, I have to be ben adam chaver or mensch. But if you knew today was the last day of your life, you would answer back nicely, hello, with a smile, and then you run away from him. You want to learn or do mitzvahs or something constructive. You're not going to stand and schmooze with him. If you don't believe me, try it out. Try it out. Make believe today is the last day of your life. It's really Chazal. Chazal say, shuv yomecha lefnei misascha. But this is a different, a more intense practice to imagine and act that this is, that's what he says to do. He says, then it'll be easy, precious. Trust me, he says, it'll be easy. As hard as it sounds, just make believe today's the last day of your life, and you'll see how easy everything is. V'chein cheshboncha nafshecha, learn to make a cheshbon ha-nefesh, v'meshe kodom l'cho b'shar cheshbon ha-nefesh, v'chein chadol melekabos l'ma shebidei b'nei odom, stop wanting, stop getting validation from other people, either because you want what they have, or because you want them to hold of you, or because you, that's in Shari Yichud HaMais is all about that. That we seek validation in other people, and that's not good. The only person you have to seek, the only thing or power that you should seek validation is Hashem. Uvetachal Hashem, v'hishoin al gzeiroso u'mishpoto. That's a, just in a couple words, you know, rely on whatever his din is, his mishpat is. Sometimes it's not so pleasant for you, but you rely on him that he's doing what's best for you. All of these things go through your mind. It's avoda, that's what he taught us in Shar Cheshbon HaNefesh, how to do that, and Barichas and other parts of the Sefer. Now he's just saying that's the precious of the mind. There's all these things, and he just rattles them off. V'chein ha'yirum imenu yisrem v'yisad l'chol sh'niyos v'geb v'chig l'kehah yiros Hashem ha'shen avoyim l'kam n'besus Hashem v'chol chovos halavavos. In fact, guess what? All the chovos halavavos ha'matolim alecha asher kodam b'yurim b'sefer hazeh. Shar ha'prishus is the next to the last shar after that is shar avos Hashem v'hem omad ha'prishus v'olam hazeh ha'kor aleim v'kablim alecha v'matzunuch v'libcha tasuk b'hem kol ma'ila. You'll become like a very hecher a sort mensch, as I'm saying in Yiddish. Emir Tzashim. Okay. Stop here.